Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While a lot of attention is focused on European debt problems and the U.S. elections, there are a few developments in the works which bode well for higher gold prices in the future. First, a brokerage customer purchased 4 kilogram size gold bars in 2009. The buyer was given the serial numbers of the bars and was told by the brokerage firm that his bars were held in allocated storage. Allocated storage means that the specific merchandise is stored with the customer's name on it. Therefore, the metal is not an asset subject to outside claims against the brokerage or storage company. Last fall, this buyer tried to take physical delivery of these 4 gold bars. He was given the runaround. Eventually, he did receive 4 kilogram gold bars. Unfortunately, none of the serial numbers matched. In fact, upon further checking, it was determined that the bars the owner received had been manufactured in 2011, 2 years after he bought them. While this owner was made whole, this does raise the fear that brokerages and storage facilities are defrauding customers of their gold in allocated storage. If so, a little publicity could spark soaring demand for delivery of physical metal that simply does not exist. Second, when banks are judged on their solvency, different assets held by the bank are classified as different tiers in terms of quality of the asset. Tier 1 assets are calculated at 100% of the asset value, even if such an asset is Greek sovereign debt. Gold is currently classified as a Tier 3 asset, meaning only 50% of its value can be treated as bank capital. Well, the times may be a-changing. The Basel Committee for Bank Supervision, part of the Bank for International Settlements, is studying a proposal to reclassify gold as a Tier 1 asset. While it is uncertain when or to what degree gold might be allowed as a Tier 1 asset, analyst Ross Norman of Sharps Pixley believes that private bank demand could absorb almost 55 million ounces of gold should this occur. Third, Iran recently announced that it has opened an international payment system that does not use the U.S. dollar. This alternative would be popular with China and India, which are major importers of Iranian oil, if the U.S. carries out its threats to cut off from the SWIFT international transaction payment system of any nations that trade with Iran after the end of June. Such a development could further hurt the value of the U.S. dollar, resulting in higher gold prices. These are just 3 reasons that the long-term prospects for gold look extremely positive. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.